Task 1. You are going to listen to a meeting where Stephen, Mary and you talk about the grant and the computer centre. Listen to the meeting and write the missing information in the spaces provided in the note sheet. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Good news, guys. We've got the money to set up a computer centre for students.
Finally! The school principal has been talking for ages about setting up a computer centre for students.
Yeah, but our school did not have the money.
So I am very thankful to the PTA.
The PTA? Did they give us the money?
Yup, the Parent Teacher Association. Apparently, the PTA received a donation last month. So, the chairlady of the PTA, Mrs. Hong, do you know her?
Yes, I've met her once.
She decided to give us the money to set up a computer centre for students.
That's very kind of her. So, how much are we getting?
$80,000.
$80,000? That's not a lot of money.
What do you mean? I think that's better than nothing.
Ricky is right. It's better than nothing. At least we could begin converting the special room into a computer centre for students.
We could also use the money for buying computers and software as well as furniture.
Computers, software and furniture? Do we have enough money for all that?
Well, it depends on what you buy. We can always get something very reasonably priced at the Golden Computer Centre in Sham Shui Po.
Can somebody tell me why the principal wants to set up a computer centre for students?
The principal wants to set up a computer centre for students because he wants to provide a place for students to use computers after school hours.
I think it's a great idea, because not every student has a computer at home.
And as well as that, he wants to promote IT learning at school.
So, there are two aims of setting up the computer centre. The first is to provide a place for students to use computers after school hours. The second is to promote IT learning.
That's right. The computer centre will be open to all students.
Which means that every student can use the computer centre.
So, when will the renovation start?
I suppose the renovation of the special room can start soon.
In December. The renovation can start in December.
Which means that we'll have to start purchasing equipment in January.
Yes, the installation and testing can be done in February.
The computer centre must be completed by the 20th of March, the day before our school open day.
The schedule looks tight. We only have 3 months to do this project.
Don't worry, we'll divide the responsibilities. We'll also get help from our computer teacher and the technicians in the office. Is that all you want to know, Ricky?
Yes, that's all. Thanks, Mary and Stephen. I'll see you two tomorrow.
All right, take it easy.
Bye.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.